Beware, U.S. Census takers. Danelia Cotton doesn't neatly fit into any box. She's an African American from a nearly all-white town in New Jersey. She's a singer and songwriter who can sound like a blues balladeer on one track and a hard rock wailer on the next. She's influenced by gospel music, but she's also a convert to Judaism. Danelia Cotton has mined parts of her childhood and her much more recent adulthood for a new CD. It's called Rare Child, and she joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Let's begin with hearing a little bit of the opening track on this CD, which is Make You Move.
I do a cover of AC/DC's Back in Black, and we were trying to write a song that was, you know, just kind of had a little bit of power.
Let's diagnose that. yeah.
Just like a good guitar riff, good hook, sort of rockin' tune.
Did you grow up listening to a lot of rockers with the volume cranked up to 11?
I was initially attracted to rock and roll because I was a little black kid in a white town, and I was angry, and that music sort of was a place I could put all that aggression. And
now, what town are we talking about?
Hopewell, New Jersey.
Do you mind me asking, why were you so angry?
Because I didn't look like everybody else, and I didn't. You don't always fit in, and I think that kids are mean when you're young. I mean, if I could go back and take back a few things that I said to some people when I was in grade school, I think that sometimes that sticks with you. I still, as an adult, remember specific events. Yeah.
But it's interesting to me and very revealing of your character that you say you wish you could go back and take some things back, because a lot of people spend most of their lives saying, I wish I could go back and show that guy.
It's more that I understand the impact that some of those things had on me. Yeah. And so, you know, if I had done that to someone else, I would like to write that wrong.
What was it about music, do you think, that unlocked something in you? When did you notice you had a hell of a voice?
My family is all musical. My mom's a jazz singer. My aunts were background singers. One of them was on the road with Southside Johnny when I was young. And they had a group, a cappella group, called Brooks Ensemble Plus, which is comprised of my mom and her six sisters, and I joined by the time I was 12, and you just sort of realize, like, wow, I could do that too.
I've got to ask you about your choir.
Oh, Kolahad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kolahad, which means one voice, is a multiracial Jewish children's choir, and I think it's because when I initially converted, if you're into Judaism, community service is a very big thing. And I thought that, you know, having been given the gift of song and voice and what have you, playing an instrument and being able to make a career of it, that I would give that back in some way. And I think if I have children, they will obviously be, as I am, black and Puerto Rican and white, and my husband's a Russian European Jew, our kids won't look like the stereotypical Jew. I knew there were a lot of little kids out there that needed to know that not every Jewish child looks like Jason Schwartz.
Jason Schwartz, you mean?
Yeah, you know, the kids, I think we all cried at our last show. Yeah. It was great. We all got something out of it. Music's great.
Did you go back and forth between jazz and gospel and hard rock?
No, my taste has always been eclectic. I didn't come back to rock until later in my life. I think I was more sort of, when I first came to New York, a little more singer-songwriter, a little bit more soul in the music. And I think when I was brave enough, I went back to where I really wanted to be, which was more a place that I felt at home, where I could live. When you're singing rock, it's powerful, and through that emoting to the audience, you get a lot out too. You're able to let go of it.
For the day I was gone, I was
title track. Now, was that at least partially your story, may I ask?
A little bit. I've never met my father. You know, I would hope that he would regret not being in my life. And my mom was a single mother raising four kids, so we definitely struggled to survive at times.
Do you know if your father is still around, or do you know who he is even?
I've made an attempt twice, but I've failed in my efforts, so I really don't even know if he's alive.
Forgive a pop psychology question.
It's okay.
Are any of your songs an attempt to make him pay attention?
No, I don't think so. It could be some subconscious, I don't know. Yeah. No, I really don't. It's not something I'm going for.
You wrote or co-wrote the music and lyrics for just about every track on this CD. Is that important to you?
Yes, it is, actually. When I sing something, even if I'm to do a cover, it has to be a story that I relate to. For me to be able to sing the way I'd like to and give something back to the audience, then I really have to sort of feel that I can live in it. And I never really write about things that I haven't really dealt with in a healthy way myself. It's almost, I studied acting for so long, as Uta Hagen would say, be careful the moments you go back to. If it's a moment that you really haven't reconciled with yourself, it could be not a healthy place to go. So if I write about anything, it's because I really sort of dealt with it myself. And I put it out there because I know I'm not the only one to have the experiences that I've had.
I want to play another clip from this album. I think of a song that might be familiar in the life of any road musician. Let It Ride.
16 days and I'll be home again, to my own bed, to my old friends, the things I'm used to. But there's a charm to all these nameless towns, the brand new streets I'm in and out, the opposite of settled down. But this is what I am. It's just something you have to understand.
Boy, that summarizes it so beautifully.
It's the road.
Yeah.
You know, I actually co-wrote that with my husband, who's sort of the person that has to deal with me going. So it was kind of, it was great that we did it together.
Miss Cotton, so nice talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Danielia Cotton, the singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Her new CD, her second, is now out, and it's called Rare Child.
I cannot.
And to hear a full concert from Miss Cotton, go to npr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.